This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi, now says that an accident at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility on Sunday was a result of a terrorist act. He said the international community and the International Atomic Energy Agency needed to deal with what he called nuclear terrorism. He added that Iran reserves the right to take action against the perpetrators. Iran said earlier Sunday that a problem with the electrical distribution grid of the Natanz site had caused an incident. While Israeli public radio quoted unidentified intelligence sources Sunday as saying that Israel's Mossad spy agency carried out a cyber attack against Iran's Natanz nuclear facility, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not refer to the incident but spoke about the fight against Iran's nuclearization. At a ceremony Sunday with Israeli military and intelligence chiefs marking the 73rd anniversary next week of Israel's founding, he made no direct reference to Natanz, but he said that the fight against Iran's nuclearization is a massive task. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday the United States is concerned about China's aggressive actions against Taiwan and warned it would be a serious mistake for anyone to try to change the status quo in the Western Pacific by force. Beijing on Thursday blamed the United States for tensions after a U.S. warship sailed close to Taiwan. The United States has a long-standing commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to ensure that Taiwan has the ability to defend itself and to sustain peace and security in the Western Pacific. Asked if the United States would respond militarily to a Chinese action in Taiwan, Blinken declined to comment on the hypothetical. This is VOA News. In a rare admission of weakness of Chinese coronavirus vaccines, the country's top disease control official says their effectiveness is low, and the government is considering mixing them to give them a boost. The director of the China Centers for Disease Control says Chinese vaccines do not have a very high protection rate. He spoke Saturday at a conference in the southwestern city of Chengdu. Beijing has distributed hundreds of millions of doses in dozens of other countries, while also trying to promote doubt about the effectiveness of Western vaccines. The official says the government is formally considering whether to mix different vaccines, also known as sequential immunization. Millions of people in England will get their first chance in months for haircuts, casual shopping, and gym sessions on Monday as the government takes the next step on its lockdown lifting roadmap. Nationwide restrictions have been in place in England since early January and similar rules in the other parts of the UK to suppress a surge in coronavirus infections that swept the country late last year, linked to a more transmissible new variant first identified in southeast England. Britain has had Europe's worst coronavirus outbreak with more than 127,000 confirmed deaths. Voters in Ecuador appear to have turned to a conservative businessman in their presidential runoff election, rebuffing a leftist movement that has held the presidency for over a decade while ushering in an economic boom and then a years-long recession. In neighboring Peru, a crowded field of 18 presidential candidates is virtually certain to result in a second round of presidential voting in June. Ecuador's Electoral Council has not declared an official winner in Sunday's voting, but results released by the agency show former banker Guillermo Lasso with about 53% of the votes and leftist Andreas Arauz at 47%. Former U.S. President Donald Trump went off script during a closed-door speech to Republican donors with former Vice President Mike Pence and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell among his targets. Trump took them on during an address Saturday night at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The speech came as Republican officials are trying to play down an internal feud over his role in the party, his commitment to GOP fundraising, and his plans for 2024. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.